Stay When It's Hard or When We're Making Mistakes by Butterfly, read by X-Man Hater. 2 months before. I've thought about it, and, I mean, it wouldn't really be us, you know? Alice says, her eyes big and blue and earnest, and her hands warm in his. It would just be the fox hormones. And because Quentin is, honestly, a selfish asshole sometimes, he argues with her. Tries to explain that their feelings are real, that they'll last. She shoots every argument down, finally ending with, I said no, Quentin. I mean it. Stop pushing. Normally, when Quentin feels shitty and worthless, he talks to Elliot. But right now, Elliot is giddy and in love. And if Alice had said yes, all that would be fine. But right now, he doesn't think he can handle having Elliot's happiness rubbed in his face. So he broods downstairs for a while, in the reading nook he knows Alice never goes to because she prefers the library. He's been there about an hour when he hears a familiar voice. Hey, Coldwater, why are you hiding in the corner like a friendless loser? Margot plops down next to him, gives him those soft eyes that he remembers from after the Welters game. She knocks her shoulder against his, smiles at him. Come watch something nerdy and sexy with me. It'll be more interesting than sitting here wallowing in your own misery. Haven't had a chance to watch that show based on Lucifer yet, so we should check it out. It might be good. It won't be good, Quentin says, feeling contrary and mournful because it's been that kind of day. We won't know until we try, dummy, Margot says, grabbing him by the arm and yanking him up. I'll let you gossip about whatever stupid thing is making you sad, then I'll tell you all about why I hate Elliot's new boyfriend. You hate Mike? Quentin asks, and Margot lights up like the 4th of July. Like he's just given her the best present in the world. Oh, fuck yeah. I hate him so much, starting with their horrifically saccharine meat cute. Okay, I'm gonna set the scene for you. A few minutes before. Quentin sits on the floor and drinks and watches Elliot breathe. He's desperately, frustratingly relieved each time he sees Elliot's chest move. Elliot had only talked about the edges of his pain before he'd passed out. Talked about wanting to be healed at Chatwin's Torrent, but shied away at the idea of talking about why he needed to be healed. Shied away from talking about everything that had happened with Mike. It's worse, Quentin thinks, that Elliot almost talked about it. But he just keeps burying it inside, and it's fucking killing him, and Quentin is just helpless. Quentin's always been the friend who was most likely to go off the deep end and do something stupid, and he's never known before how terrifying it is to be on the other side. He has so many fucking apologies to make to Julia, if he ever gets the chance to talk to her again. The hardest part is how useless he feels. Elliot has been hurting for a while now, and Quentin still doesn't have any plan better than being company so at least Elle doesn't drink alone. Jesus, you two! Why are you on the floor? Margot sounds annoyed, but he feels such a burst of relief when he hears her voice. Margot knows Elliot better than anyone. He knows Elle hasn't really been talking to her either, but maybe she'll have some idea of how to help. Quentin would do just about anything to make Elliot feel better. After. Quentin thinks he might be the only one still awake. He's not sure how much of this he's going to remember in the morning. His mind is already feeling fuzzy from the alcohol, and that flood of emotions and the ways they'd touched him. He presses his fingers against his mouth. It feels swollen. It feels wet. He feels like he's drifting in a dream, honestly. It's unbelievable enough that Margot and Elliot are his friends, that they actually wanted, that they enjoyed. It doesn't feel quite real. Tomorrow, when he wakes up, Margot and Elliot will... They won't be cruel about it, but they'll kindly let him know they aren't interested in a repeat performance. They won't avoid him for weeks afterwards, like Alice did after Breakbill South, because they are his friends. But he suspects the actual morning after talk will go the same way. Not really us, not really our emotions, just magic and hormones, and he was an okay option at the time, but not in the light of day, not for real. He should get up now, go to his own bed. Elliot's hand is resting on his hip, big and warm. Elliot had smiled tonight when Quentin had been... Elliot had smiled, like he meant it. Margot had kissed him and taken off his shirt and said he really was pretty cute and told him to get on his knees, and it had been... If Quentin leaves now, he can skip the awkward morning after, where they have to walk back everything they said, everything they did. He can pretend it never happened and avoid getting the otherwise inevitable "let's just be friends and never ever have sex again" conversation. He shifts only a little, and Elliot's hand curves in, tightens on his hip. Quentin knows it doesn't mean anything. Elliot's already asleep. Elliot's heartbroken over Mike. Still, he stays. The end.